When the first PIFA came along in 2011, very generously funded by Lee Allenberg, and the money was all to be spent in one go, and you get to the end of it and you have a video cube in a corner of the Kimmel Center building, and that's all that really remains of it, and some goodwill, I guess. At that point, nobody knew if there was going to be another PIFA, and here we are 2 years later, and there is.
Absolutely.
How did we get from there to here?
Well, I think people were so excited by the results. And when you look at the economic impact study and you realize that just coming through the plaza alone, 177,000 people, when you think about the street fair where we were prepared for 50,000 people, we had 195,000 people, and the economic impact for one day was $10 million. Then you take the 25 days of the festival and looking at only those things that focused on PIFA specifically that would not have happened otherwise, and you recognize you had 404,000 people with an economic impact of $55 million. I mean, and 13,000 room nights and $19 million in retail. I mean, why wouldn't one look to do another one? And that's what's been so wonderful. I think the community so recognized what a spotlight PIFA puts on the arts and culture that we have to offer. And I have to say, the fact that Travel and Leisure magazine, 1 year they list Philadelphia as number 9, and the next year, the year after PIFA, they list us as number 1 in the United States for arts and culture. You have to think that PIFA had some connection.
The thing was based out of the Kimmel Center. Was there a tangible benefit that you saw by showing people where the Kimmel Center was? Because there are still people who don't, I mean, they know it's here somewhere on South Broad Street, but they may not have actually come through the doors for various reasons. Did it show people where the door was of the Kimmel Center?
Absolutely. I think, as everyone knows, when the Kimmel Center was first created, the intent was that this would be a drawing place, a connection, a crossroads for the community. And this showed people that, yes, we can come to the Kimmel Center. It can be a meeting place. It is for everyone in the community. And I'm so excited that that's what happened. And now people are eager to come back, and we are eager to have our wonderful plaza and the entire entire Kimmel Center campus, if you would, the Academy of Music, the Miriam Theater, and the Kimmel Center be at the core of the festival activities.
I like the fact you're thinking of it as a campus now. It's
yes,
not South Broad Street anymore. It's your campus.
That's right.
Then the idea for the time machine, the original PIFA, not to keep going back to it, was the idea of collaboration, cross-collaboration between acts based around the arts and the performing arts that happened in Paris in the early part of the 20th century. Is the collaborative thing part of this year's festival?
Absolutely. In fact, the three tenets of PIFA, which are ongoing, one PIFA to the next, innovation, creativity, and collaboration. And that is, frankly, even more prevalent in this PIFA than in the last. When you look at the collaborative efforts and the groups that are coming together, and in this case, there are 6 offerings in the entire festival that have been seen elsewhere, but they've never been seen in Philadelphia. Everything else has been newly commissioned and created for PIFA. So the innovation and the creativity is just unsurpassed. And when you look at what each group has done in looking at a defining moment in history and how their particular art form or their combinations of art forms are going to express what happened at that moment, or, as what I love, a number of them, looking into the future, taking a moment in the future, and how does that express itself artistically?
It did seem like a really broad concept when you announced it, in that it's, well, a moment in time. Everything's a moment in time, so let's just pick a moment in time. We'll say that that's why we're doing this piece. But people have actually really, really focused on it.
They are
very time-specific pieces that have been created. When you made it that general, did you think there was a risk that people might take liberties with it?
You know, we weren't sure what would happen. And I have to say, what's also great, we decided that this needed to be better curated than the first time around. And so we've been more selective in what we've chosen to bring together for the festival. But I have to say that to a group and to an individual artist, the thought process and the creativity and the imagination that people have brought to this has just exploded beyond our wildest imagination and expectation.
It's easier to navigate this time as well.
Yes.
Was that a complaint you had the last time?
You know, before, there was so much that people just, it was almost becoming paralyzed. They just couldn't figure out what to pick. So now it's much more manageable. It's, you know, 60 entities instead of 145. It's, you know, it's an ability to look and figure out, oh, gee, I want to attend this, and, oh, I've got an opportunity to do this, and making those and connecting those dots. And I think it's going to be much more accessible for people and much easier to navigate. And frankly, people now have experienced it. You know, it was funny the last time. Some people really didn't understand what was going on until the street fair, which, of course, is the last day. So now they had that glorious experience, and now they think, oh, my gosh, PIFA, I've got to prepare. I want to see all these things, which, you know, last time around, the things had already happened by the time they recognized.
The best publicity you got was for the end.
That's right. That's right.
Let me ask you the gun to the head question, which is to pick out, let's say, three things, one small, one medium, and one large scale, that you will absolutely, without doubt, I know you got all the performances here at the Kimmel Center, but that you would not miss for the world based on what you think is going to happen in this festival.
I would say, and that's a hard question, but to me, the creativity that is in the plan for Phantom Limb's performance of 69 Degrees, which is the Shackleton Expedition, these over-life-sized, I guess is what you would call them, puppets, and the intermix of puppets and Kronos Quartet and video, and it is a stunning, stunning experience, which I won't miss. I certainly think that, oh golly, what to choose? I think the day Billie Holiday died, being performed in Hamilton Garden, to see how that intermixes in an intimate space.
20 yards away from where she lived.
Exactly, exactly. And then, oh golly, Jermaine Ingram's where Evans Do Divide. I mean, those, but again, I could sit and list 20 others, you know. Oh, and the wonderful one, which will be in the Perlman Theater, The Butterflies, you know, with the children in the Holocaust. I mean, it's just amazing. And then, frankly, so many free opportunities. And for those who have not heard the theme song for PIFA, it is a hot hit, I'm delighted to say. And that is part of a 15-minute musical that's performed daily, free, twice a day, 7 and 10:30 in the evening in the Plaza. I mean, not to be missed. So there you have a musical commissioned and produced just for PIFA right on our Time Machine stage.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.